Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to move on to something slightly different. Perhaps some of you might argue that surgeons should not be involved with economics or cost, but I'm sure in the light of the new NHS, you will agree with me that that is actually becoming a reality. I attended an interview recently, and one of the questions I was asked at that interview was about economics and costing. So the title of my presentation is Profit or Loss in Endocrine Surgery. And basically, we all know about payment by results. And if I ask in the audience by show of hands to find out how many of us have heard of payment by results, I'm sure everybody's hand will be up. Am I correct in saying that? Good. The payment by result is a new change in the NHS funding, which came into effect in 2004. And basically what the Department of Health aimed to achieve is to get better value for money and to make funding in the NHS very transparent. Prior to this new reform, funding in the NHS is by historic data, in which case every trust gets paid based on how much they made or received in previous years. And this used to be on a roll-on. But then the Department of Health decided that to get better value for money, actually, we should be paid based on activities. We should be paid based on how many patients we treat. And so the Department of Health brought out this new system in which patient activity is classified into what is called HRGs, which is human resource groups, and the activity of a patient and the resources that are used is now put together using reference costs, and then a tariff is given, which is a price, is given to that HRGs. And currently there are over 500 HRGs in all the different specialties. So these new financial reforms is supposed to make us work better, and it's supposed to obviously get us good value for money. But we found, as we find,